I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
We have been on a very wonderful journey throughout the month of May. We have been looking at supernatural supply. I think first week, second week before the women took over, and then I came back last week and then this week.
So,
I am concluding the series this morning. I have thought about many things concerning how God supplies the needs of his children. Because Philippians 4 verse 19 tells us, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And so we believe that God supplies. And if only you will believe it, you will be a partaker of it. Let me hear your amen if you believe that.
Amen.
And so we have looked at how God supplies. We have looked at how to position ourselves, all the master keys that will make us provoke the supplies of God. We have also looked at sacrifice, how it plays a key role in provoking supernatural supplies. And this morning, I want to conclude it by explaining to us the hindrances to supernatural supply.
Hindrances
to supernatural supply. If supernatural supply is real, then why is it that some people don't have access to it?
And
why are some people deprived when it comes to that subject? Why are some children of God not enjoying that reality? The Bible tells us that God supplied for the children of Israel in Psalm 78 verse 23. For yet he had commanded the clouds above to open, and he opened the windows of heaven and rained upon them, in verse 24, rained down upon them manna that they would eat, and then gave them the bread of heaven. And men ate angels' food, and he sent them food. So God supplied for the children of Israel in a marvelous way. So I pray that as this month is coming to an end, anything that represents a need is supplied now.
Amen.
Or if your amen is loud this morning, you will catch the attention of heaven.
Amen.
I say you will catch the attention of heaven.
Amen.
Blind Bartimaeus, it was his loudness. He caught the attention of heaven and his eyes were open. This morning, if you can catch the attention of heaven, your own needs shall be met.
Amen.
Let your amen be a believer's
amen.
One.
Amen.
And so God also met the need of Elijah by sending ravens to feed him morning and evening. Morning and evening. In 1 Kings 17, the verse number 4. We also saw in verse 15 how God fed the widow of Zarephath. For 3.5 years, God supplied her needs for 3.5 years. We have looked at several miracles and several examples all through scriptures. So it comes to substantiate the fact, or comes to validate the fact, that supernatural supply is a reality in God. It's a reality. Some people are enjoying it. May you be one of them.
Amen.
I said some people are experiencing it. May you not be an exception. May God cause you to be a part of those who are enjoying supernatural supply.
Amen.
Because the fact that we are all God's children does not mean we are all enjoying the same thing. Jesus says that I give unto you the keys. It takes keys to have access. You will be deprived entrance if you have the wrong key. Or if you don't even have the key.
And
so you can be in the house of God. And we are talking about a dimension of God. We are talking about a reality of God. And yet, you have no taste of it. And people will be testifying, God has paid my fees. And you are like, how? God has sponsored my wedding. You are like, how? God has supplied me with capital. And you are like, how? God has enlarged my business. You are like, how did he do it? I pray that whatever God can do, may he do it in your life.
Amen.
May you be a recipient of the favor of God.
Amen.
May you be a recipient of the glory of God.
Amen.
May people look at your life and may they see supernatural hand of God.
Amen.
God is supplying the needs of this gentleman.
Amen.
Clap your hands and celebrate the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen. So the fact that you are not seeing it does not mean it's not a reality. At least thank God I am seeing it in my own life. Thank God I'm seeing it in how God is supplying for the church. And I've seen it in the lives of others. Some even from this church. You'll be the next person I'll testify. Your amen can be a believer's one.
Amen.
You'll be the next testimony I will share.
This one,
and now to the one by you are the next testimony pastor will share. Oh, come on, don't be jealous. As you say for someone, you also get your telling. You are the next testimony pastor will share. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what are the hindrances? What are the things that prevent our access to the many supplies I've spoken about throughout this month? Number one, ignorance. Everyone say ignorance. I can't hear you say ignorance. Ignorance simply means lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge about something. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6.
Hosea 3:9.
He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are not destroyed because of witches and wizards. Hello.
Hi.
Even though witches and wizards are a reality, there are certain dimension of destruction that come by lack of knowledge. There are certain things that are happening in our lives not because of one old woman somewhere. So let's not be quick to lay blames and to call people names, but rather one of the things that brings distraction upon the people of God is what we call lack of knowledge, ignorance. My people are destroyed by the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. So there are people who have been denied access to supernatural supply because they lack the knowledge of it. They don't understand how it works. They don't even know its reality. So they don't even have any expectation of it. I pray that ignorance will not deprive you from today.
Amen.
Let your amen be a believer's one.
Amen.
Tell somebody by you, there is something like supernatural supply. Understand it. That's why this whole month I've been talking about it. I am interfering with knowledge. Because knowledge is power. It takes what you do not know for you to be destroyed. You can easily die from electrocution because of what you do not know. Somebody will just run into a water that has a cable in it because the person did not study that when there is wire in water, it can kill you. And immediately we'll say, God has given and God has taken. Immediately we'll look into the spirit and we say, I see a certain demon in your father's house.
That one is to me.
That, And then some of you are from families that are still idolatrous. And they'll say that, and the spirit came, and the spirit said that he's not happy with the way the husband is treating the wife.
That's why the child is there.
So the child said he's going because he doesn't like the way his father is treating his mother. Oh, these are some of the things I've heard. Amen.
Amen.
Meanwhile, what has killed the child is lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. I pray that may ignorance never cost your destiny.
Amen.
May ignorance never terminate your future.
Amen.
May ignorance never limit how far you go with God.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand and say, I will not be limited by ignorance. So many are ignorant about this experience, this reality of supernatural supply. Because of that, they don't experience it. Because in life, you cannot demand what you don't know. If you lack knowledge about something, you cannot make demands for it. If you don't know that house belongs to your father, you can't go and demand it. If you don't know the food in the kitchen is yours, you cannot go and demand it. Same applies to spiritual realities. If you don't know that as a child of God, you must not exist in lack, but God must supply your needs, then you will put up with lack.
I prophesy over 100
people that may God cause you to step into abundance.
Amen.
May God cause you to step into increase.
Amen.
So you cannot seize what you can't see.
To send to me so somebody,
you can't seize what you can't see. There is no blind goalkeeper in post.
Have you ever
seen a blind goalkeeper before?
Well, goalkeeper any friend.
Even the para whatever Olympics they have been doing for
who are less
privileged people, even that's false. No, none of them put a blind person there. Onana is not blind. Charlie, we have to be careful. Amen.
Amen.
You see, nobody, even when they say they are giving less privileged people opportunity to do sports, rather they will take one leg. That's better than a blind person. Because what you do in the post is you have to catch something. You have to get a hold of something. What you can't see, you can't see. What you don't know, you cannot have.
You cannot hold it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that from today, you will step into another dimension of increase.
Amen.
Another dimension of supply.
Amen.
That next time you step into your shop, you speak to your shop that God is supplying all your needs.
Amen.
Next time you wake up, you speak to your accounts, you speak to your pocket that my God is supplying money, my God is supplying the fees, my God is supplying the money for the wedding, my God is supplying me with children, my God is supplying me. I pray that will be your experience.
Amen.
Celebrate the Lord one more time.
Ready.
Celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you can see the possibility of this thing I'm talking about, then you can have it manifestation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if you don't know about it, you don't even expect it. And the Bible said the expectation of the righteous shall not be disappointed. So if you don't even know it, how will you expect it? According to Proverbs 23:18. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two, taking God's glory or not giving glory to God. Listen to me, there are people who enjoy supernatural supply. But at a point, it ceases. And one of the reasons why supernatural supply can cease is when you start taking the glory. It's when you start robbing God of the thank yous. It's when you start believing that your own power and your own might has gained you this. Oh, I have a lot of money because I'm a good businessman. Because I'm good at investment. Oh, you know, I'm wealthy today because I'm good at savings. I have everything that I need because, you know, I'm a smart person. I know how to plan my life. All those things are necessary. Planning is necessary. Investment is necessary. Savings necessary. Every other thing is necessary. But it takes the blessing of the Lord for all those things to work out. Bible says it's the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. And has no sorrow. Bible says horses and chariots are prepared. But as for the final victory, it is God that decides it. So there are people that work harder than you.
So,
let me shock you, it's not your hard work. There are people that are more connected than
you. So
it is not about your connection. There are people that are more intelligent than
you.
So it's not solely about your intelligent level. It is the grace of the Lord. Bible says, I am what I am by the grace of God. The grace that was bestowed upon me has never been in vain. But I have achieved more than them. I have labored more than them. Yet not I, by the grace of God. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Wave your hands and say, I am by the grace of God. Say, I am by the grace of God. Say, I am there by the grace of God. Say, I have reached there by the grace of God. Say, I have it by the grace of God. Because there are people who have all the things that you think you have, and yet they were deprived of what you are enjoying. Tell somebody, but you watch out.
Catch up,
don't contend over God's glory. Don't challenge God over the glory. There are people who get offended when you tell them that, oh, it is not your power, it is the grace of God.
Okay,
they are like, what? Do you know the way I suffer? You know, did God come and hold the shovel?
Would you say Nyakubone be so shovel on him?
Is it God that came to write the exams?
Nyakubone be strong so shovel.
So to them, it is their mind.
Is the one there? Are you one who are doing?
Is it? And that was the story of that rich man. After the Lord blessed him, he looked at his plantation and then he laughed. I have achieved all this.
Said,
my soul, you cannot relax.
I feel them. Cry.
It's like somebody said, life now begins at 40. He said, now I have to chill.
So
the man said, oh, now I have to enjoy. Then Jesus said, foolish man.
So pass here.
Tonight your soul will be taken
from you. And
Amen.
It was
a very, very dangerous situation over there. I pray that none of you here will start taking the glory for the little achievements that you are recording.
Amen.
So that someone says that, oh, Charlie, your business is doing well. Oh,
no, you may call you.
Charlie, sir, then my catch will say, hey, you may hear me yet. I don't know yet, yet. Hey! You may hear me yet, but I don't know yet. Small promotion you got. Small following, small crowd you got. He said, you have arrived. Now, when we say that, Namina Wabuawa, you don't want to hear that. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Amen.
It happens in ministry.
You
see pastors that the Lord has helped their churches to stand a
little.
And then when they are talking, they will tell you. Do you know how I've labored these 20 years? And then God is sitting in heaven and God is, okay, it's your strength. Eh? Oh, I see. You know, when I was growing up, I said one time, someone asked me a question and I gave a very foolish answer. The person asked me, what is the secret to your church? The way your ministry, the church seemed to be, you know, attracting a lot of youth and growing faster. And then, do you know the answer I gave the person? Then I said, oh, the secret is the shepherding.
And say, oh, shepherd,
so you have to have shepherds.
So we need shepherds.
Train them. Now, do train this, you. Do that.
Your way, your way.
I believe God was sitting here and said, oh, okay. You think it's the shepherd that is doing the thing, eh? I will show you where the power lies. That year, all the shepherds disappear. That year, strong shepherds backslided. that year, I lost great number of workers. Great wind hit the church. Things went very down. We were almost swallowed up. Then I started something we call travail. And that was what brought the travail. After I said shepherding was my strength. And we started 40 days
fasting.
I cried on God. I said, God, I'm sorry. Lord, they always be kept reminding me that, do you remember you said the shepherds are doing the thing? Do you remember he says the shepherds? Now, where are your shepherds? They are asleep. Where are your shepherds? So the thing was coming to me strongly. The voice of God was rebuking me. Next time, don't say shepherding ministry. Say the grace of God. Even though the ministry is important, all those groups are important. But it takes the grace of God to make any input generate output. Tell somebody, your input will not generate output minus the grace of God. So you work hard. You do everything you must do. Steady, do whatever you must do. But don't lose the grace factor. And anytime you are confronted, always remember, like, let it settle in your spirit so that you don't have to, hey, daddy said that. No. It should settle in your spirit that whatever you have and wherever you are is the grace of God. From that day, I stopped answering like that. When you ask, I say, by God's grace, say, oh, I know God's grace, but tell us the other factors. I will never go into detail until you push me that. I will say the grace of God. Tell somebody, don't take God's glory. Don't take God's glory. Your marriage is working not because you are a good wife. You are married not because you are a good lady. Because you are a fine gentleman. It's just the grace of God allocated you. God, there are people who find past you. There are people who are more smart. There are people who have lived good lives more than you, virgins from their mother's womb, but they still didn't get the blessing God gave you. So my dear, give God the glory so that he can keep supplying you more, so that the little he has given you does not enter into your head, boss. He will keep supplying you more. Otherwise, when the little blessings start coming and you start claiming ownership for it, that it is my strength that God gave me, it's my own might, my own tactics, it's because I have an uncle in that office, it's because my mother is in the States. The moment you start thinking like that, God will step back so that he will prove to you that it's not about the arm of flesh. Wave your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. So taking the glory of God is very, very serious. Malachi 2 verse 2.
Malachi,
if you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already, because you did not lay it to heart. This God speaking angrily to his people that, because you did not give me the glory, I'll curse the same blessing I gave you. May God never lay a curse on your blessing.
Amen.
May God never lay a curse on your business.
Amen.
May God never lay a curse on your finances.
Amen.
May God never lay a curse on your marriage.
Amen.
May God never lay a curse on your children.
Amen.
On all that matters to you, may God never lay a curse on it.
Amen.
But sometimes when you think that you are good parent, then God steps back and a curse comes upon it. So that same children now become problem. That same business now. That same thing that was working on. May the Lord help us. Or may the Lord help us. Because Isaiah 42 verse 8, he says, I am the Lord thy God. That is my name. And my glory I will not give to any man. I will not say. God doesn't share his glory. So when you start taking his glory, he will cut his supply so that you survive on your own. May that never be you.
Amen.
Number three, lust for things. Lust for things. Lust for things.
Good.
Lust for things. What is lust? It's an inappropriate or a strong, uncontrollable desire for things.
A strong,
uncontrollable desire for something.
I think that want to mean share so out the penny.
The one you can't control.
They want to mean share so.
It becomes evil.
At the morning,
it becomes lust.
I think a morning.
It is an inappropriate feeling. That you can't control.
That's what to mean.
There are people who have lust for phones. Something they can't even afford it, but they have a strong desire. Whatever they will do to get it. Because it's the latest. Now we call it lust. Lust is not just fornication.
Lust
is you see a car, you say buy China, you buy. You don't have the means. When your account can't support it. Because your friend is wearing it, you must also wear. Because your friend is doing it, you must also do. And you have a strong desire. Everybody is talking you out of it. You will not listen. Until you achieve that thing, you will not listen. It's called lust. It's called lust. It's an uncontrollable appetite for something. May you never have lust in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You can like something, but it should not be lead to last. Because by the time you get to the level of last, that you have to satisfy yourself in any way, even if it's to kill someone, if it's to sleep with someone, to get that thing, you don't care. The thing now becomes last. I guess what I'm saying. And one of the reasons why people don't enjoy supernatural supply is because the things they are praying for, they're actually lasting. It's not something they have control over. The thing has conquered them. Just like It's like you give God no choice. Do you give God a choice at all? Say last. And if you have to kill whoever is dating Kwame Minta, there are ladies, they know that there's another woman in the picture, but they are ready to fight. They say, I'll never let him. You see, it becomes inappropriate. There's nothing wrong in loving someone, but yours have gotten to like it has crossed the limit. It has gotten to an uncontrollable. It's like you can't live without a person. Your existence is based on the person in your life. Last week I was counseling some people. The man said that I should beg the woman not to leave him.
No one down.
Otherwise, he will die. Then I said, what?
I'm saying,
are you saying? You will die, saying.
So, who says that? Say.
You will die, saying. Tell somebody, you will not die. You will not die. Amen.
Amen.
You will not die. You will not die. Because, before you met the person, were you on oxygen gas? Before you met the person, was your one leg hanging like that? Why can you say such a thing? Yeah, people are important in our lives. But don't ever say that when someone leaves, you will die.
Because this will be Jawa.
Advise the one by you, advise.
To the original, or to the
Stop, stop. Amen. I'm very, very, very serious about what I'm saying. And you can see the desperation.
He said, like,
in the heart of the person. Calling this one. Calling everybody. Meanwhile, what they are doing is wrong. And they must stop. But if we stop, I'll die.
Like
some of you are dating certain guys. Say, let's stop. It's ungodly relationship. If you leave, I'll kill myself. Haven't you heard it before?
Won't say that.
There are some boyfriends that threaten. You see a Christian sister, he cannot leave the guy because if he leaves the guy has threatened that he will die. I'll drink poison and die. It's called lust. What they have for you is no longer love, it's lust. They can kill because of you. They can become monsters just because of you. That means that the thing has crossed love.
Yes, I didn't have part of them.
And it is wrong.
And then you have the part.
Anything you do evil for is wrong.
I didn't be a bit near the bunny.
Even if originally it was a good thing.
So
somebody stop lasting after things.
Catch your be said, I say we are not
born. Stop lasting after people. Tell him have self-control.
That's how so.
If God sees that. You are lasting over that thing. You pray about it. God will not answer you.
So who's our corner body man? And I've got one on Sanka.
God will not answer you anymore.
Oh, mom, what you?
Go to James.
Young boy, James.
James chapter 4, verse 2.
1890.
Everybody, look at it.
I'm
reading. You are going to read it yourself.
See.
Why God doesn't hear some prayers?
Everybody, read one
go.
You last and
do not have. You keep lasting.
And
whatever you last, God can't give it to you. It's too dangerous. It will destroy you. You last and do not have. And because of that, you murder and you covet and cannot even obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You are lasting after things. Last is an enemy to supply. You are praying for marriage and God has seen that you. You are so desperate about me. You can't even kill for me. God will not give you such a thing. God will not give you such a thing. God, that thing has become God in your life. Once God gives it to you, you worship it. You want God. That person is your idol. That thing is your idol now. That business is everything that matters. May you not walk in lust. May you not walk in last. Romans 13:14. It said, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. And do not make provision or don't make room for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The flesh originally has things it lasts for. And if you do not allow Jesus Christ to control you,
that's why my Christ to enter me and shall swear.
And you start giving room.
Now, if you are crying,
this will start manifesting. What does it mean to give room for your flesh? Anything you do that makes your flesh want something more, you are encouraging the flesh to misbehave. Some of you cannot stop immorality because of the kind of videos you watch on TikTok. You can't stop fornication. You cannot stop immorality. You can't stop masturbation if you are committed to TikTok videos.
So I share videos our TikTok.
You are committed to Facebook dancing videos and those. You can't overcome it because you are giving room for the flesh to desire more. Are you getting what I'm saying? So somebody don't give room.
As a man, my coin
for your flesh
to
last more.
And penny,
there are things that there are people you talk to. By the time you finish talking to them, you want to go and misbehave. Because you are giving a chance. They spoke certain things into your ears. It has gone to incite them. The members of your. And now things want to kick things. Just because of a conversation your friends
have.
It's called giving room for the flesh. So, for you to overcome the flesh, you have to first lock anything that makes you become weak. Anything that makes you become weak. You have to stop that thing. And you can never stop the bad.
Because I want to enjoy that.
Are you following what I'm saying? But my emphasis here is that to fulfill it last. So there are lusts that you are following after. And James tells us that when you last, you will not have.
Now James says,
seeking supernatural supply for selfish reasons is lust.
Lord,
supply me with children. I want to show Auntie Essie that I am not barren. I want to show Auntie Essie that me too, my womb is fruitful. So why God should make you fruitful is to go and prove to somebody. Now that becomes sinful. Hindrance to supernatural supply. This year I must drive. By hook or crook.
I feel where there's some chasing.
Anytime you hear that statement, hook or crook, it's last. By all means,
as I'm found in the embassy,
you have entered into last. You have entered into the extreme.
As what call
that means that you are ready to dig in the bad thing.
Yes, I feel waiting at the end.
So when I hear someone say that I have to get this, I'll say that as long as it is in the right way, I add it to the person. As long as it's in the right way. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to have something to prove to your friend, to prove to someone that you too you have some, but that you too you have achieved this.
That was what you said to me.
Now, God doesn't supply certain things. So if I say, let's pray for supernatural soil, and you are praying for a job, don't pray for a job to put your mother to shame. That is not your senior brother or your junior brother that is useful. You too are useful. Do you know some of you, that's the motive of your prayer? Because your mother said you are useless. Your mother said you are good
that's
for nothing. So all your prayer is there. Radi mami yeye. Na semi yeye ya. Anti ekia.
Ha.
That's all your prayer. Say Radi tuhu. Uhu said the omudi meni maya form. Uhu said the omudi meni maya form. Is that mean you are mukito ina di meni maya form? Radi show when you nyam. Na sekami prayer. Already you are imagining. Already you are imagining you're walking. And how you throw your weight about.
And I send your best about to turn, sir.
Say last.
On our bunny.
Say last.
On our bunny.
It's wrong. It's wrong. The premise for your prayer is wrong. And God will not supply. And you wonder why you are in church and you are praying, God is not supplying. Because there is a cloth that you are breaking. God says that you last and you will not get. Because you last, you want to satisfy your selfish gains. That's why you are asking. So you ask and you receive not. Because you ask to satisfy your selfish gains. Are you getting what I'm saying?
James 1:15.
It tells us that, and when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death. So lust is not a good thing. Number 4. Wrong heart. Wrong motive. Wrong heart. 2 Chronicles 25:2. The Bible says that, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a good heart. So there are people who are praying for things and asking for things, but their hearts are not right. If God gives them what they are looking for, what they are going to use it for. If God makes a mistake and blesses them with a car, what they will use it for. If God makes a mistake and enlarges their business, how they walk on the necks of people. God wants to answer you and supply, but when he looks at your heart, he's not able to lift you. He's not able to bless what you are doing. And you keep struggling. And you keep praying. When will my time come? The problem is not with God. The problem is that God is afraid of you. Ask somebody about, is God afraid of you? Is God afraid of blessing you? Is God afraid of blessing you? Is God afraid of lifting you up? You are praying for that contract. God is scared of who you will become when you land that contract. You are praying for that miracle. God is scared of who you are going to become when you become that. Because he knows the end from the beginning. He knows what is in your heart. So sometimes, you see that your pastor will pray with all his heart. And so God has not answered. Because God is also checking the heart. God is checking the heart. Because he knows that when that money lands in your heart, people's daughters are in trouble. He knows when that money lands in your hands. You will not respect anybody in your family. You know what that money lands in your hands. Not even that pastor can advise you. You will not even go to church. God is afraid of you. God is afraid of you. God is afraid of you. Tell the one by you, God is afraid of you. So check your heart. Check your heart. Can God bless you? Check your heart. Some of the things we are asking for is because of the state of our heart. Haven't you met a poor, proud person before? Their pride is on another level. When a poor person is proud, it's on another level. And so sometimes God is afraid. Say I will impose our come beyond me control you. Say now what is say now said that now hono. And I will walk come and a back. Beyond me. Hey, man, I made a mistake. I call it a mistake.
Friend him from so.
Some of you when God blesses it should be a mistake.
Mu as in I miss share my from so.
Hey, pastor, what are you saying? It's true. God watches the heart. His eyes goes to and fro. Look whose heart is right. Otherwise, every prayer would have been answered. You know how many pastors are praying for their churches to grow. But God is very careful. Until God can trust me, He will not answer certain prayers I'm praying.
He will not.
Just smile. Smile to your neighbor. Relieve your neighbor. Number five.
Let us know.
Not distributing.
Say, I want to check.
Let's be quick. Not distributing.
Say, I want to check.
One of the ways that supernatural supplies are hindered from flowing to our life is when we fail to distribute what God has given us. It's like hoarding.
Yes, that's what this year.
I'm not saying you don't do savings. Savings is a biblical principle. For every money that comes into your hand, there should be something you saved. But there should also be something you gave out. Everybody say distribution. It is part of the principle of financial
means.
That is why even the secular companies,
companies now we are seeing,
they are expected to go into what? Charity. Give to your society. Corporate social responsibility. If depending from the Bible, everything should be kept. Then why should they waste money drilling borehole, doing projects for? Do they get any money from there? No.
We just came before there be.
But in life, anybody that only takes in and doesn't release out,
now man,
he will die of cancer. He will die. Some people didn't understand the prophecy I just gave. I said, in life, anybody that only eats and doesn't give out, what will happen to the person? Somebody said, I now can't. If you like, tell yourself that 1 month, you will not bless nature with what has entered you. You challenge what I'm saying, challenge the Bible, that you will not bless the earth. Which God has given. You will be admitted. We will visit you at the hospital. No matter the prayers of your man of God. Because it's a principle. That is why any water body that does not release water into other places and keeps the water
smells.
Like lagoons and they normally sing God, they don't release. But the sea will never smell. Rivers that are flowing, they will never smell. Because they are always fresh. Because they receive and they pass. They receive and they give out. They receive and they give out. Now, so is the life of every child of God. If you have that aspect of your life, you are blessed. That you don't only sit on everything God gives. But there is a percentage on your budget that blesses the poor. That blesses the needy. That helps someone. There should be something on your budget that says charity. Because Jesus says the poor will always be with us.
That's the Bible said.
So no matter how poor you are, another poor person will ask you for help.
And finally, send the word to
you. Hello. You that you are looking for 100 Ghana, haven't you heard someone asking you for 1 cedi before? So no matter the level where you are, so for you to rise, give to those below you. At least the 1 cedi. Depending on your level. Tell somebody release.
Can't you say,
tell somebody bless others.
Never share and cross over.
Be a distributor.
You'll be out to check.
Not a hoarder.
And you'll be out this year.
Not someone who is just hoarding.
And you'll be out this year.
Be a distributor.
You'll be out.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't save. You should have a budget.
And also what budget?
Before the month ends, you have a budget. So that your budget tells you what you chop, what you
save,
what you do, and what you give out.
And if the other man,
there should be a budget.
What's a budget?
You understand? Be a distributor.
You'll be out check.
So don't get me wrong. The pastor said we should go and distribute our monies.
As I was also saying, what you say?
I said there is a place for savings. But don't just skip everything because you are hungry to get money. Charlie, me there. Remember, we have how much you. Charlie, say to self first na you do. Charlie, hey. On my ni moye si. If you are like that, you will also not rise.
What is our own crossroad?
Because whatever you withhold diminishes. But whatever you give out multiplies. Tell the one by you, whatever you withhold diminishes. Whatever you give out. Whatever you withhold. But nia, it comes back. Jesus said, "Give, it shall be given unto
you." Say, "Ma, no, give me my own."
Press down, shake.
Be our peer. One year, so I come from. What will soon?
Shall men give?
I know that nipa edi be my own.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, "Cast your loaf or your
to abo dono.
Cast your bread to the waters."
It brings soon any.
And many many days after
that, she be no.
You will find them again.
That's not the case.
It is a principle.
I should say that.
Proverbs 11:24.
Maybe some tidu ba akuti.
Everybody go there. Proverbs 11:24.
Maybe some tidu ba akuti. Maybe you know.
11:24, please. Are you following the message?
With the assembly,
I want to read with you, everyone. There is one who scatters, yet increases more. Did you read that?
Okay, I know.
Start again.
I shall save you.
In case you say I'm teaching you my own doctrine. One go.
There is one who scatters, yet increases more.
I declare whoever is here as a distributor, may God cause you to increase more.
Amen.
May the word of God become true in your own life.
Amen.
May you never go lower than you are today.
Amen.
The next level you find yourself will be upwards.
Amen.
I hear your amen like thunder.
Amen.
So there is one who distributes.
Your teacher.
Yet, the reason why he used yet is brothel. I mean that you would have thought that when you are distributing, you should lack, isn't it? But Solomon says, yet he is the one who increases them all. And there is one who withholds more than is right. I will say more than is right.
More than is right.
So Solomon did not say don't save. Save some. Hold some. Eat some. Don't give everything and die. God needs you alive. Your family needs you alive. Don't give everything your family can. But
now,
also withhold more than is necessary.
Men kita embro de wose okitaso.
Give out.
Mabi.
Give out.
Febi ma.
Be a distributor.
Cheche.
No matter the level you are.
And finding pempenso awo.
Don't say I'm waiting till I'm making 5,000 cedis.
Men gaza me try say menya 5,000.
He that is faithful with little.
Be odi no kra okutu amu.
He will be faithful with more.
Onu no betime bi no kra so
na. Onu no 1 cedi otimi ma obi no. Onu no nya 1,000 a. Obe ma obi. Don't believe anybody who can give you when he has 1 cedi and tells you that the chamber on pie man. My pie bo munye de. Na mi pigeon and sa. Me yo so. Me show brutal. Me show. You wait till eternity. Because that person will never be satisfied.
That's the only problem. Me be answer any.
Because na mi shirana. Still. Obe obi vi o shishé. Maslow theory of needs will tell you that every human being is on a certain level. Ebi enenu, ebi anenu awo shishe. It will sit in a giant auditor. But a China, we will move you from that basic need of food. Now I call another layer self actualization. Now, open say, you acknowledge you.
Say one day.
Now you'll be paying big money for media coverage. You see, I ain't soon still. Because they say, they meet me driving Corolla. They say, I'll say, me driving Rolls Royce. It will see, I'm still a better. They say, I'll say, me ride private. They meet me joining commercial. It will rise, you know. Now we need to rise. If it's any partner, all promises will say, oh, yeah, you are better. You know. Say, now you mean car on the level now. On car will die. Never. And that's how some of us are. Oh, pastor, if God blesses me, I get a good job, I will support the kingdom work. You are a liar. You are a big liar.
You are a truffle.
I put it to you that you are a big liar. You are not waiting for a good salary to be a member of the church. You are not waiting.
Won't change.
Because me, I'm not even waiting.
Me change.
You are not waiting. You are lying to yourself.
Oh, that down.
You will never give. Oh, that is you. Oh, that's who you are.
Hey, son out here.
Your money is never sufficient for you.
Well, we see cancel.
So don't just promise yourself in vain. I'm not those pastors who expect that. You are not a giver, you are not a giver. There is he that gives, he increases more. And there is one that withholds more than is necessary. And he will become poor.
No, baby here.
The one that saves all his money, he will become
poor.
The one that doesn't help anybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I offending somebody?
No, be sure.
Am I offending somebody? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every money you have is not yours. It is what God
has given. Psalm. DB.
And give some.
Never be so much.
Sow some.
Never be so
see. And eat some.
Ne DB.
2 Corinthians 9:10. Said, now he that gives seed to the sower, both minister bread for food, and multiplies your seed,
so,
and increase the fruit of your righteousness. So God gives two things. Everybody say, God gives two things. Every day, God gives you two things. One, God gives you seed. Say seed. Seed is what you sow. Now, when we say what you sow, it doesn't just cover offerings. No. What you sow also has to do with investments. Because it's for investment, it's for business. When God gives you money, there is a portion of it that you must cultivate.
Yeah, well, a friend I was with me.
You must put it into your work.
I saw this with you.
You must invest it.
I saw this.
You must do treasury bills.
I saw treasury
bills. You must cultivate it.
I saw to me.
It's called seed.
Ayaba.
Now that money is also applicable to what you sow.
And also,
you give to poor people. You give to people who are in need. You also give to church. You also give to support kingdom projects. That is what we call seed. Say seed. That means that there are things that you are not talking, but you are using it to do something that God will bless you in return. Either through banking or through
sowing.
Then there is another portion of what God has given you. It is for you to enjoy. Now you must enjoy it. You must feel free to enjoy it. Once in a while. You need to bless yourself with your food. Once in a while, you need to sew a new dress for yourself. Don't labor for somebody to come and chop
you.
It's once in a while. Be good to yourself. Look for something that you want to wear and buy some. Because you're also working. That is what food for yourself. Eat some.
And
give some. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Tell the one by you, eat some.
Catch that as a DB.
And give some.
Never be so mad.
Eat some.
DB.
And give some.
Never be so
mad. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now write this down, finally.
I've been entering to
I'm closing in the next 5 minutes. My time is up. In the next 5 minutes, my time is up.
Now
I'm closing. Now listen. The last point. The last point. That hinders supply. I've given you first five. What are the first five? Number one is what? Ignorance. Number two is what? Taking God's glory. Number three is what? Lasting for the things. Number four is what? Wrong heart. Number five is what? Not distributing. Now number six. Find our in the next 5 minutes. Write it down. Let's close. Not paying attention to the building of God's temple. Not paying attention to building God's church. It is one of the reasons why God will stop supplying to certain people. Whatever I've not seen in the Bible, God forbid that I teach. Whatever God has not revealed to me, God can cause my tongue to cleave to my empire. God can curse me if I teach it. I only teach what the Bible has taught. So everything I teach, read for yourself. Not paying attention to building God's church.
God's
it is a unique way that God supplies. I don't know how. But I saw it in the Bible. Haggai chapter 1. Verse
2.
Everybody go there. Haggai 1 verse 2. After verse 2, you jump to verse 8. Because I don't have time. I'm doing this in just 5 minutes. Haggai 1 verse 2. Everybody, read with me. I want to make sure everybody understands what I'm saying. Everyone read with me. One go. Therefore, speak
of hosts.
Speaks the Lord of hosts. Say, these people say, the time has not yet come. The time that the Lord's house should be built. Now, because I'm jumping, I have to give you the background. Now, these people were there. The temple of God has not been built. And God's ark was hiding in some tent. And God wanted them to build a church building. And God comes in verse 1, and God was very angry. And God said, the reason why he's angry is because the people are saying that they are not ready to build God's house. But they have their own needs. They have plans for themselves. They don't have any plan for God's temple. God has been blessing these people. They prayed for a job, he gave them. They prayed for marriage, he gave them. They prayed for children, he gave them. They asked God for opportunities, he gave them. And they have been growing in the Lord. Then they get to a certain time. They said, now not anymore. I have plans. There are things I'm going to do with the money. I cannot build a church anymore. I cannot give anymore. Because now I'm married. Because I'm going to have a wedding. Because now I have a car. Or I'm going to buy a car. Because I have children. I have bills to pay. They have new things in their lives. Which are the blessings of. Because of that, they assume a position and says, I can't build anymore. And God came to them in verse
8.
Oh, you ask for this one, you can jump them. It's a long story. In verse 8, I'm just jumping. And look at what God told them. Everyone, read with me one, go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple that I may take pleasure in it. And be glorified. He said, do what? Go to the mountains. So God was giving them an instruction.
No, mom.
Because I have done the story. So then God said that you better go. God already started telling them. That's the reason why I started cursing the work of your hands. I started bringing you trouble. I started doing this to you. I started doing that to you. And these are not working. And these are not working because when you started growing and started becoming prosperous, you forgot. Kingdom first. Then God gave them the remedy. So go up if you want to be free. If you want to keep having the supply, go up and go and cut trees and come and build. Come and build for me. Verse
9.
Everybody, verse
9.
Please rise to your feet. As I'm
closing.
Read, everyone. You look for that. And when you brought it home, I give you away. Why?
Says the Lord of hosts.
Because of my house, that is the ruins. While every one of you runs to his own house, everybody goes to mind his own business. And nobody says, let's build there. Let's finish God's house. We have our plan, so
I
said, no, I'll not go and work and bring money to the pastor. I'll not go and come and give to church. That's how these people were talking. And God said, because of that, I have cursed your blessings. And now, whatever you bring home, I'll blow it away. And it will become small. That means an opposite of supernatural supply. Instead of God supplying, now he's going to want to stop the supply. Now he's going to cause the thing to cease from coming.
Now,
is that what we want?
That's
the one, but is that what you want?
Is that not true? Or you're
not reading the Bible.
And I won't kind of
do you want God to blow your blessings away?
You want
God to stop your increase?
You
want the little the work you are doing, you bring your income home, and reduce you. That's what God said he would do to them. Because they did not build it up. Are you reading with me? Go to verse 10. And read on. From the back, I want to hear everybody reading. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew. No supply. God opened the heavens and gave them manna. May it never be you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I said, may it never be your business in Jesus'
name. Amen.
And he says, well, and the earth withholds its fruit. That means that you sow. You work hard. No. Is that what you want? It's a decision to make.
I didn't write the Bible.
If you forsake the building of God's church, God stops your supply. He's the one that brought you to this level. His faithfulness brought you to this level. Don't think that is by your savings. Don't think it's by your hard work. Don't think it's by your connection.
And our connections.
So don't say that until you have finished your own plans. God can win. Now that's an insult to God. That means it's about you. That means your own strength got you. And so God will just step
aside.
And look at what happened. Verse 11, go on. Verse 11. From the back, one go. I can't hear, one go. On the land. That means that no rain. No more supply. Hindrance to supernatural supply. That's why I say, if I didn't see it in the Bible, God should curse me. I saw it. Read it. For I called for drought or famine on the land and on the mountains, on the grain and on the new wine and the oil, on whatever ground brings forth, on men and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands, on your work. You work, it won't work. Because you have abandoned the
Lord.
Is somebody following?
Obediatory.
Oh, is somebody following?
Yes.
Now, jump to verse 14 because of time. Jump to verse 14. Because of time. Read verse 14, one go. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and wept on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. May God stir up your own heart.
Amen.
May God make you and I our hearts willing.
Amen.
May God make our hearts prepared.
Amen.
That whenever he calls on us pertaining to anything in the kingdom, we will yield to it.
Amen.
It is a master key to provoking supernatural supply. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Now, listen to me. There is no temple that was built,
I will see,
by strangers.
And now,
every temple that was built in the Bible,
and in
today, is built by God's children. It's built by the worshippers.
True
or not true? As I was coming today, I saw Church of Pentecost, the one here. It has been there for many years, and they have collapsed it now. They are going to build story building. You think it's Methodist people who will bring
them
money? You think it's Presby who will bring them money? You think Mohammedans who will bring them money? Which people will bring them the money to build that?
It's
the Pentecost people from that local assembly. They are going to build it. So there is no church building that is built by strangers.
Hello?
Tell the one by you, there is no church building built by strangers. It is the members of the church that
call you for man and
they give
one normal,
they supply
one normal.
So Let nobody tell you that when it's time for you to give towards God's work, one pastor is taking your money from
you.
At least in this church, we have evidence of what our money does. We have evidence of what our money does. We have people who control affairs. We have people who look through documents. We have people we render accounts to. And you keep watching our videos. You keep seeing, you have come there, you've seen what God is building. Magnificent headquarters that God is building. It's not by the money of people from CAC.
And yes, CAC for the AC, the Dina AC.
It is you and I. Our letter. Our letter. And it is not fraud. Tell somebody it's not 419. Tell somebody it's not fraud.
So
when you get that opportunity, do it with your heart.
So when you are saying,
you prepare your heart. Exodus 25.
Exodus 3.
Look at verse 2. The first church building that was built.
As I for the want to see.
First church building that was built.
As I for that is the kind I want to see.
God came to me to speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering for everyone who gives it willingly with his heart. You shall take my offering. What for?
You know,
verse 3. And this is the offering which you shall take from them. Gold. Say gold.
Gold.
Now Moses was instructed by God to take offerings from the people.
Moses said, "One year for you, think of
gold, silver, bronze. Verse 4. Blue, purple, scarlet red, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skin, dyed, badger skins, and acacia wood. Oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil. For the sweet incense, go on.
Onyx,
on and on. These were things the people had. That they were
Buying. What they buy, what they see.
So that they will use it to build the house. Is somebody follow what I'm saying? Chapter 35, verse 4. Look at chapter 35. I'm showing you church building and the people who built it. Chapter 35, verse 4. And Moses, everybody read, one go.
And Moses
spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, verse 5, take from among you an offering to the Lord, whoever is of a willing, so it's not by force. Let him bring it as an offering to the Lord, gold, silver, bronze. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Verse 21, jump. Verse 21, the same place, verse 21. I'm just jumping so that I will not read all. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service, and for all the holy garments. So it was the members. Listen, this is our church. Nobody will come from full gospel to come and build. Nobody will come from presence to come and build. We have to leave this place. It is our church. So we are giving our little. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is not fraud. It's not a wrong thing. It's not a pastor twisting your it is what the social media people are saying.
And then they have
throughout the scriptures.
And I'm sure
it is fundraising that is used.
Fundraising or this thing
and rescue, we can't do anything different.
Now, as I've heard me now, this
we can't go and stand on the street and write letters to strangers to help us.
Let me control coin and change letters.
God must bless his people to be a blessing.
I was on your and crop for now.
That is why you are the level you are.
And nothing I was
that's why you have what you have.
And nothing also what you are.
That 100 cities.
That
500 cities.
That 500
cities. That 1,000 cities.
That
5,000 cities.
That 5,000.
That 50,000
cities.
That's why you are where you are.
And nothing else I'm a person.
It is so that you supply for God's sake. And that's the way God keeps supplying. It's the way God keeps supplying for you. Amen.
Amen.
Verse chapter 36. The next chapter, chapter 36. Verse 5. And they spoke to Moses.
I want to catch up Moses.
Say, the people bring too much, or much more than enough, for the service of the work which the Lord commanded us. Verse 6. So Moses gave a commandment that, and they should proclaim it throughout all the camp. Let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offerings of the sanctuary, and the people were stopped from bringing money. I mean, the members brought so much that they had too much wood, too much gold. So they had to stop the people.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
May that be our story.
Amen.
I said, may that be our story.
Amen.
This year, when we get the chance to sacrifice for the continuation of the building, may God supply more than we need.
Amen.
And as we do that, God is also going to supply our own needs.
Amen.
God, this is why God blesses his people. Amen. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Or can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Verse 7. For the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done. Indeed. Now, my final example, 1 Chronicles 29.
Chronicles for whom edikain.
My final example. Another church building. See, another church building. This was the days of David.
Yeah, David.
These are the two major church buildings, aside the one that Ezra came to build. In the whole Bible, you see three major church buildings. The one Solomon came to build. And then the one Ezra came to rebuild. And Nehemiah. And all of them, the same thing. God will not use another way. That's why God will bless us.
Amen.
Say, that's why God will bless
me.
Read it. Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, my son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, he's young and inexperienced. And the work is great. The church building is great because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord. God. So they are going to build something big. How many of you know our temple is big? Our temple is great. And that's just half of it. In the future, we'll add the other half to it. It's great. Verse 2. Read with me, everyone. Now for the house of my God, I, David, have prepared with all my might gold for things made of gold, silver for things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for the things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones, marble slabs in abundance. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Oh, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So this is David saying that even though Solomon is the one going to build, I the king, I'm providing.
And possess Solomon,
I'm providing. Verse 3. Everybody read. One go. Moreover, because I have set my affection, my love on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for my house, my own special treasure, gold and silver. What I have prepared for my own building, I'm giving more to God than I'm going to. What I prepared for my own wedding, what I prepared for my own car, what I prepared for my own house, I'm going to give more to God. Is somebody getting it? My own treasure. And then when David did that, look at what happened in verse 6. Whether David was the only one who gave. Verse 6, everybody read. Then the leaders, I can't hear from the back, one go. Then the leaders of the fathers' houses, leaders of the tribes of Israel. Now over there, when they say leaders of the tribe, they are like here, we will call elders, the territory leaders, ministry heads, and the groups. Read again. Then the leaders of the fathers' houses, leaders of the tribes of Israel, the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the officers over the king's house, over the king's work, offered willingly. So leaders offered, members offered, group members offered. Everybody was part. Ask the one by you, will you be part? The officer over the work. Amen. Verse 7. They gave, sit down. They gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Wow. That is how people build God's church. In case somebody is telling you outside that don't support God's work, I'm giving you the scriptures. Read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. And verse 9. Jump to verse 9. That's my last but one verse. Verse 9. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly. May you also rejoice.
Amen.
After you offer willingly, say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say, I will offer willingly.
I will offer willingly.
Anytime I get the opportunity.
Anytime I get the opportunity.
To the glory of God.
To the glory of
God. Because with a loyal heart, they had offered willingly to them. You see, not people who offer and go and talk behind. And go and tell their friends certain things. And go and say certain things at home. No. We have built this thing before you came. And so, if those who didn't give in previous years, it didn't stop the work. Look at where we have gotten to. This year, we are only putting a roof on it. And we are there. And we are moving from this place. Say an amen.
Amen.
Or say an amen.
Amen.
But this year, we are going and we are not coming back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the people rejoiced. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly because of their loyal heart. They have offered willingly to the Lord, and the king also rejoiced greatly. Then verse 14, my final verse. Verse 14. Everybody read with me, one go.
But who am I?
And who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all these things come from you, and of you, and of your own we have given you. Tell somebody, of God's own. We have given it back to you. That salary is from God. That allowance is from God. That job is from God. That money is from God.
That's kind of thing.
Out of what God gave them, they have given to you. Hallelujah.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.